from the inkwells of yore, to the digital screens of today, the kids present the comic book character of the month.
I am Dungeon Master, your guide in the realm of Dungeons and Dragons.
Thanks, Dungeon Master, and welcome back, kids, and thanks for listening to our continuing celebration of the 50th anniversary of Dungeons and Dragons and our Dungeons and Dragons of Forgotten Realms classic comic book series review and our issue series story arc that we are focusing in on today is the Anorak story arc, and that comes from Dungeons & Dragons of Forgotten Realms, issues 19 through 22. And here to review those today with me is Doc. Doc, how are you?
I am great. How are you today?
I'm doing great. I this has been one heck of a journey that we've been taking all month long here, and have to say I have thoroughly enjoyed our dive into the realms. I think these characters are very well conceived and thought out, and I've had nothing but a really positive experience thus far. How about you?
Absolutely. I've been loving it. I would say the only one that was, you know, a little bit disappointing, as we talked about, was that TSR annual. But other than that, the main Forgotten Realms, 25 issue run, I've just been loving it. The characters are just so fantastic. The writers have done this great job with just giving us some really great character, not just, you know, good story arcs, but good character development as well, and the interactions between them. And it's been a great experience reading this.
Yeah, I, again, in full agreement with you there. So, Doc, this new story arc here, this Anorak story arc, when I started reading this, I said, oh, you know what, this is really in Doc's wheelhouse, because we're going to get into some horror themes here within this, that I said, Doc's going to be all over this. And in Picking Up the Pieces, which is the 19th issue of the Forgotten Realms comic book series, this is written by Jeff Grubb, drawn again by Rags Morales, and edited by Kim Yale. This came out in March of 1991, and this has our crew members of the Realms Master in a pretty big predicament. We open up this issue on a low, and a big one at that. So it's not your typical, fun opening that we've seen to these previous issues. They were really left after issue 19 in a bit of a pickle.
Yeah. And I like how it directly picks up from the last story arc, which I really like. It just goes right into the next one. And you're kind of wondering in this one, Picking Up the Pieces, it's exactly, the title is so apt for it. Picking Up the Pieces in so many ways, which we're not going to spoil anything. But you don't know where it's going to go next, because they are stranded. They're in the middle of a desert. And with no prospects, some of their crew members are severely injured. And some of them are, I mean, one even seems like he's going a little bit mad. Again, not going to get into specifics, but it's great. It's really fun. Because I was like, where are they going to go with this? I mean, it almost feels like they wrote themselves into a corner. And I was like, in the back of my head, I was like, please don't do something that's like out of character for these characters to get them out of this, because that would be very disappointing. And they definitely did not do that. I think it progresses really nicely and how they what happens next now that they're stranded.
Yeah, I mean, Doc, you're opening up, we'll at least reveal this, you're opening up in a desert.
Yeah.
You're like, whoa. Wait a second. This is the Realms Master. This is a ship of the sea. What are we doing in a desert? I'll just leave it at that. And I like you, thought, what in the world is Grubb doing here? Or, I mean, really, what is he doing here? But I tell you, once this story started picking up the interaction between the crew, the tension between characters, and Rags Morales just captures it amazingly on every panel. I was just blown away here with the amount of emotional capture that he grabs in the close-up on the faces, to the body language of how the various characters are moving. And they're all, although there's a lot of antagonistic attitudes amongst the crew members, they all know that they still have to kind of bond together in order to survive. You know, kind of a stronger together, but at the same time, I mean, you know, wills and emotions are frayed in this, and it's impressive.
It's definitely the most tense we've seen the crew at with each other. And honestly, when you look at the cover, which Rags did the cover art as well, when you look at the cover, there's a lot of spoilers on a cover if you haven't read anything before it. So it's kind of, I was surprised that they went so detailed in the cover for readers, but you could see they're in quite the predicament. And like you said, it's like they, even with this not animosity, but more tension with each other. It's like you said, they still need to band together if they're going to survive this. And everybody's in a very different emotional state. And it was a great way to take it because we haven't seen this yet. We've seen them all getting along up until this issue. And now it's like, we see that, there are definitely threads that have been boring in, and it's all coming to a head here with the tension.
And Doc, the reason I used animosity there and went that strong was because there is a panel sequence here where Ishii grabs her katana, and what she's about to do with that katana, I think it's nothing short of animosity.
No, that's a very good point. Yes. Okay. I forgot about that panel. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it for some characters and conflicts really does escalate. And, you know, at the end of that first issue, you have this introduction of this desert tribe that happens. And again, that's another incredible celebration of the female and male forms that happens. And Rags is really, really good at capturing the human form so beautifully, and does it in a very, very tasteful way. You see from where these folks lived, that is how they would dress based on the climate and the like, and it's really, really good stuff. I thoroughly enjoyed that. And when you start to get into the follow-on issues within the series, there is really a dark, dark tone that this thing takes on. And the stakes get ratcheted up for our crew members here. Now, what threw me in all of this was some introduction of technology. And I was kind of scratching my head here. Again, not to give that away, but how did you feel, Doc, about, this thing primarily being a fantasy story, much like we got a little jarred by Spelljammer, just in general terms? What were your feelings with respect to the reveal of some technology being at play here?
I thought it was a pretty interesting direction to go because, like I said, at the end of that first that issue 19, when those when that tribe is kind of introduced, when you look at it, like the artwork, it definitely reminded me of like a Conan and Red Sonja kind of feel,
right?
You know, and so you were expecting, oh, this is like kind of like probably a desert dwelling, barbaric kind of society. And then when you get to the next issue, it's like, oh, far from it. They are advanced. And so I thought that was a really good juxtaposition because it kept you off guard. It didn't go where you thought it was going to go. And I actually enjoyed it. I thought it worked really well because it didn't feel out of place as they described the society, and we slowly got to learn more about the society. It kind of made sense. And so I thought it was a really interesting direction to go, and I enjoyed it.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, when we get into the third issue, which is issue 21, that is entitled Cannibal Girls, Once You Come Out Tonight. Wow. Okay. That is really on the nose with respect to the title, beginning to aptly describe what we would start to find within the context, the content of this story. Doc, once we hit this particular juncture with our story, what were your feelings moving forward once we started to get the reveals here about how deep our heroes were in and how much of a challenge they would have to face?
Yeah, first, when you know, get to this issue, like I said, it's Cannibal Girls, Won't You Come Out Tonight? I thought maybe Russ Myers or Ed Wood took over the writing with a title like that. So, like, I don't know where this issue is going to go, but I know it's going to be great with the title like that. And it definitely didn't disappoint. And it does definitely take a darker turn you did not expect, because you go from, like I said, that first reveal of this tribe of looking very barbarian-esque, and then you see their technology and their kind of society that's a little advanced, and then you get to this part again, and we slip back again. I don't know if it's giving away because it's right in the title, it's kind of fun because you see the characters, and Rags Morales does such an awesome job with the art that as the characters realize what is really going on, you can see it in their facial expressions and everything. It's the same ones that we probably had reading it. That wow, they're in way worse than I thought they were in this one, and it's just, I thought it was really great. It was a great reveal, and I think it worked 100%. And it was a fun story. I'm gonna say I probably enjoyed the previous one, The Fallen Idols, a little bit more, but this is a really fun story because it does take some dark turns, and the artwork is definitely something that will keep you turning the pages for sure.
Yes. Indeed, indeed. Rags does a great job from panel to panel, keeping the reader fully engaged in the story arc, just as the suggestions within the titles that Jeff Grubb does, along with some of the dialogue. It is a real quick page turn from that standpoint. I got through this story really fast, because I wanted to find out what's happening next. Oh my gosh, what is going to happen next? And I was never disappointed.
No, not at all.
Your dungeon master has placed you in a dreadfully precarious position.
You're playing the most phenomenal game ever created.
Your skin grows cold from your first glimpse of the enormous beast.
It's a product of your imagination.
Survival depends on a quick, decisive move.
Your choices are limited.
Stand and fight, or run.
Use your lightning bolt.
Victory is yours.
Win the treasure.
TSR Hobbies.
Dungeons and Dragons games.
Products of your imagination.